I'm Matt Strine, AeroVironment, Director of Business Development for our CIS group.
Well, tell me about the business, Matt. What do you do?
So what we do, we actually have came out with an innovative purpose-built tool that is specific for growers, and that is to help them make better decisions in a timely fashion over their crops, no matter what the crop is.
So obviously you take into account what growers are looking for, what they need. How do you prioritize that list?
Yeah, so interesting you say that. So we are the inventor of a drone 30 plus years ago, the purpose-built one. And we come out with this purpose-built ag drone that really focused on growers' needs. And by figuring out that what these ag guys wanted, the last 3 years, we went around and we worked with them. And they said that, hey, we want the user experience to be very good because my technology curve is very low. I don't want it to be intimidating. So we'd make sure that the user experience was very simple. No matter what the person's technology curve is, literally, they could operate this thing within 2 to 5 minutes up and going. And then we wanted to focus on an ecosystem. They wanted it to be a one-stop shop. Hey, I don't want to go to a bunch of different providers. I want to go to the drone manufacturer that has the sensor, the analytics, and then also supports it, which we do. And then we want that make sure that we have those advanced analytics that give us those decisions that we need to make in season, not at harvest. And that's what we truly do is we verify application throughout the year in season. So when you do an application, you can go out and you can verify that it did or didn't work, identify the area that there's an issue, and then go back to it and then fully understand what it's doing.
So simplicity and capability, two of your hallmarks. What has the response been like?
You know, amazing, obviously, because their growers are now transitioning from the toy stage of the drones, which everybody's familiar with, and they're now focused more on these purpose-built pieces of equipment that is truly going to be the next piece of equipment on their farm. You know, precision technology has really been advancing very rapidly for the last 20 years or so, and this is the next step in precision technology. I would like to say that this is decision technology, and if you can't make a decision from it, chances are it's probably not going to be as good as you want it to be. And that's what this does. It helps you make those informed decisions in season in the specific spot. As an example, a drone can fly 100% of the field with a very objective view, where you and I would go look at it, and maybe on our best day, we would do scouting and maybe capture 5% with a very subjective view. So that's where, you know, we really have switched the channel to that purpose-built tool.
Well, Matt, I'm sure one of the questions you get the most is, it has to do with return on investment, and how do you answer that question?
You know, that one, unfortunately, is a question that we got to build from the bottom up because everybody has a different operation. But just a quick, simple one, you know, as everybody questions whether or not my fungicide worked or not. Well, unfortunately, they apply their fungicide in July, and then they wait until harvest to figure out if it worked. That's not a very good in-season check. So what we can do is we can actually gauge the responsiveness of that application, and you can see it. Well, of course, you can always tie that back to bushels, but here's another quick, simple example. What if I was able to uncover erosion in my field and be able to fix that? How do you put a dollar and cent mark on that? So you're actually uncovering a lot of different things, whether it's compaction, erosion, you know, just being efficient, you know, trying to spoon feed our crops throughout the year. There's a lot of different paybacks to it.
Yeah, it's kind of a contrast of approaches here, given the current ag economy. You have some farmers that are looking to scale back wherever they can to try to reduce costs, but then you have other farmers that aren't necessarily going that route because they're trying to maximize their production. And so it sounds like with what technology you bring to the table, you can help either approach.
Well, it does kind of go back to the age-old statement, you know, you got to spend money to make money, but you also got to make sure that we're maximizing the money that we are spending. So as an example, if I have a 200 bushel yield goal on my corn, and I see that there's maybe a little bit of an area early on stage that it's not being as good as the next, I probably want to go respond to that because I'm definitely not going to hit my 200 bushel goal, correct? So instead of me increasing yields, maybe I'm just saving the yields that are out there, and that would then lean towards the individual that's trying to make sure he's saving those dollars. And then we've got the guys that want to spend the dollars. Hey, I want to put out there as much as I possibly can to see what my responsiveness is, to see if I can push my goals above 200 bushel. Maybe I can push my goals to 225 to make sure that it's returning. But you can see those results in season, and I can't express that enough. Verifying the applications is really where it starts.
As you said at the beginning, the company's been doing this a long time, but drone technology in agriculture seems like it's fairly new, and I would imagine there's quite a bit of competition out there, and for a producer trying to read between the lines and know what's true and what's not true. How do you help them with that?
Yeah, I mean, there has been a lot of companies that have kind of flown in and flown out. We are a publicly traded business. 85% of the small aircraft with the Department of Defense come from us. So we are definitely a designer that builds in very rugged, harsh environments. We've got millions of hours of flight time, and we're here to stay. I mean, we're definitely a trusted partner with the militaries. We should be a trusted partner with the growers. So we like to say from the battlefield to your field. And one very exciting thing that is helping transition is that is we actually have a money-back guarantee as well. If you purchase the product and you've got own it for 30 days, you fly it a couple times and you decide that you don't want it, send it back to us, we'll give you your money. That's how confident we are that we can help the growers in their decision-making.
How can growers find out more?
Yeah, they can visit us at our website, which is AV Drone Analytics or Quantix.ag, which is Quantix. Not ag.
Anything else today, Matt?
You know, I'm just glad here to be here and helping growers make better decisions in their fields. And that's what it's all about, is we want to make sure we're helping the guys make better decisions in season to help verify those applications.